Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
And our favorite bud in the whole world, Jenna.
Hey,
hi.
Hey, bud.
What's going on? Good morning.
I'm not too much. Good morning to you guys.
So it is another beautiful Friday,
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
we are here to sample some amazing beverages responsibly.
I don't think I said that last time.
Great
job, Rock.
We're responsibly sampling until we get off air, and then we're slamming them. No, I'm just kidding. So just got the look from our sales rep, Kim, like, what are you doing?
No.
You moron. Okay, so it is that time of year when the snow is falling. We're roasting chestnuts over fires, which is still a thing.
Apparently.
There you go. Yeah. And it's the holidays.
Right.
So we have the perfect setup for the holidays.
We absolutely do. It's one of my favorite times of the year. Of course, I'm sure it's many people's favorite times of the year. And one of my favorite reasons for that is that a lot of our suppliers, breweries, wineries come out with holiday selections.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So last time I was in, we had the 12 beers of Christmas, and like every mm-hmm. Week there's something new coming in and out in the market. So today I brought Sierra Nevada Snowpack.
Ooh.
So, as it's kind of been starting to snow here, mm-hmm. we've started to see the snow.
Yep.
I thought it would be perfect to try some of these beers. And I love variety packs, and they're definitely on the rise amongst consumers.
Yeah.
Because it's everyone likes variety, right?
Yeah,
they're going
to
a party. They're going out with friends. Everyone likes something different.
Yep.
Also, with that being said, a lot of these variety packs offer something you cannot get by itself. You can't just purchase mm-hmm. a six-pack of it.
Yeah,
so it's
something
very special and unique in there.
Limited edition
exactly.
brews.
Right. And actually, this one I love because it has three of those in it.
Ooh.
And only one is one that's year-round. So everything else in here
awesome.
Is limited.
So you can, spoil yourself a little bit over the holidays. Mm-hmm. Get some of that unique things. And like you said, you hit the nail on the head is that people like variety. They like to be able to, have a couple dark beers, maybe a couple light beers,
yes.
and IPAs and stouts.
Well, what's nice about it, too, is you can sample the beer before. Like, I know you said you can't buy some of these in six packs, but it's a good way to sample some.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well.
And there are some variety packs, aside from this one, that do have them that are available, but then they might have one that's just limited.
Yeah.
So it is a good sampling tool for that.
Well, I love it. Well, let's get into this. The Sierra Nevada Snowpack. What's the first one we're trying?
All right.
Here?
So I think this is awesome. It's called Winter Warmer.
Ooh. Winter Warmer.
Yes. And there's a lot of those on the market you'll see from different breweries. But this one's actually a lager. So most of them that you see out there is an ale. This is going to be dark in color. Super crisp, clean, easy to drink.
I like it.
But has those nice holiday flavors, right? So, as you mentioned, the chestnuts roasting.
Yes, yes.
It's stuff like that you're going to get out of this beer.
Snowman tears. That is fantastic. That is fantastic. That's wonderful. Frosty? Oh, no.
He's crying.
He's crying. He's melting.
Is he crying or is he melting?
Yeah, so it's really nice and malty
that's
and rich
nice.
And very, just very, makes you just want to cozy up next to the fire.
It's wonderful. Definitely flavorful.
Yeah.
What I love about this, though, is the fact that it is a lager, so that crisp, clean finish, right? So it's not like it's fruity on the finish. It's just very clean.
There's nothing coming back where, not saying that's a bad thing, but that was very smooth finish. All right.
I enjoy.
What's the next one we got here?
Okay, so next we're going to go with the flagship. We've tried this several times in here, but you can never forget it.
That's right.
Sierra Nevada.
I always need a reminder.
Yes, yes. We always need a good reminder.
That's right.
Of what it tastes like. So Sierra Nevada's pale ale, right? So kind of the one that started all the hops, right? So this brewery is over 30, I think it's like 35 years old. And he was the first really to the market with having that hopped up beer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of the gateway to IPA. So
it's a gateway IPA.
It's a gateway.
I'm hooked. That's, of course, you can never go wrong with that one.
No,
it's fantastic. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I think I always forget what it tastes like until I drink it again.
Super easy to drink. And this is how I started drinking a lot of the IPAs that I like now, is that I was like, oh, no, I don't really like IPAs. And then my first ever hoppier beer was Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
And they got you.
And I was like, you know what? That's actually good.
I'm an IPA girl now.
Yeah.
Look at me.
I'm cool.
I'm cool. I understand what they're saying. Again, that one you can never go wrong with.
No,
fantastic.
Delicious. And that's when you can get, obviously, 6-packs, 12-packs, cans, 16-ounce cans.
And not just certain times of the year.
No, all year long.
So you can get that. All right, let's take a quick break. This is Hey Bud. We are sampling the Sierra Nevada Snowpack. We'll have more when we come back in just a few. Calm down, sir. Calm down.
I'm happy.
I'm so happy. We'll be back in a little bit. It's the Plan B Morning Show on WIRX. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey.
Jenna. Hey.
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 Bud.
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 Bud. This is segment two, continuing our sampling of the give me the beer. I'm reaching. We are sampling the Sierra Nevada Snowpack, perfect for this time of year. The snow is going to be falling, and we're going to be ankle deep, knee deep.
Something.
Thigh deep?
Gonna be beer deep.
Well, for me, it's different. For you, like, shin deep is up to my waist.
Waist, right.
Because I'm a tiny little man.
Just a little Tom Cruise.
See, if I figure if I lean into it, it's not as bad when he makes fun of me for being short. But this is a perfect sampler pack that we're trying. The first two that we had was...
Yeah, we had the Winter Warmer, which was actually a lager, but had some really nice, roasty...
Very nice.
Good flavors, very easy to drink. And then our second one we had was the Flagship. Hopefully everyone knows what that is, and that is the Pale Ale.
Fantastic.
And just a great gateway top-ear beer, just a great, just a go-to beer, right?
If you are like, I want to try an IPA, but I don't know where to go.
Perfect. It's a great spot to start. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what's next in this sampler pack?
Yeah. So on the IPA front, everyone knows, and we talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, haze is the craze. That was the big thing for, 2018, probably some of 2019.
Yeah.
And everyone's making one, right? So they have the Holiday Haze IPA. Mm. So they are putting this out just for the holiday.
Now, the smell is very... is citrus? It's very a robust citrusy.
They're very citrusy. We can talk about to we're blue in the face. Like all these, they call them juicy IPAs.
Yeah.
They all really, really showcase the citrus like hops.
Yes.
Which really give it that really bright, not so much that really piney resiny that you get from a lot of the traditional West Coast hops. Mm-hmm. These are those more just really bright citra hops, just juicier, not quite as bitter on the palate. They're probably more aroma hops. So it's going to be when they, I can't think of the word right now, but it's like all for aroma.
Gotcha.
Dry hop.
Makes my mouth water.
Makes your mouth water?
Yeah.
That's just because you're looking at me, buddy.
And jeez, man.
And you've had a few drinks.
I couldn't be Jenna.
I'm a 2 of 10 and a 10 of 2. Don't you forget that. All right, so that one's fantastic. What's the next one we got here?
Yeah, so lastly, we're going to finish up. We're going to finish up with a coffee stout.
Coffee stout. This is good for the morning.
Yes, this is for breakfast.
That is dark.
Yeah, so it's really nice. I love the body, the way it looks. It's very, very...
thanks, I've been working. Oh, the beer.
Oh, I met you. I totally met you.
I'm full of it today. This is great.
I love it. You're on your game.
All right. So a coffee stout. What's the name of it again?
It's just called coffee stout.
Just coffee stout. Keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
That smells.
A cup of Joe and a bold beer.
That smells like a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm. That's straight up coffee.
Wow.
Yes, that is delicious.
If you are a coffee fan, an espresso fan, is a coffee.
So I've recently got into espresso, before I was just like, oh no, I just like coffee. Then it was like dark coffee. Now I like really like espresso.
Yeah.
And that kind of reminds me of it, just the mouthfeel, the body of it. It's a little bit heavier and it just kind of gives you that nice, like just a little bit more creamy than just regular coffee.
Mm-hmm. That's unbelievable.
And this is delicious.
That is really good. Again, I'm not a huge coffee kind of big, because this it reminds me of my mom used to leave her coffee cups all over the house. Mm. And then as us as kids, we go grab it. And it was cold, horrible coffee.
Yes.
And so it always took me a while. But that is I'm so smooth.
I might a psycho saying this, but I bet you if you heated that up, it would taste good. I'm telling you.
It might be kind of weird,
I don't think physics would really make that work out. Yeah. We can give it a try.
Yeah, we can see what it's like.
Microwave down there.
We got microwave.
I tell you what I want to do this. I kind of want to put like a chocolate liqueur.
Beer cocktail for sure.
Whoa.
Great beer cocktail. You could do some fun things with
that. That's right. Responsibly, right. Of course. That is really good. I think, so we got to the four beers, and that's the four that are in the snowpack.
This is the four that are in the snowpack. It's out right now.
Man.
Only available in the 12-pack, so you're going to get three of each. And it's just a nice little lineup here. Yeah. You've got something that's like a unique lager for the wintertime. And then you've got the Flagship, of course, the Holiday Haze IPA.
Something a little bit lighter.
Yeah, a little bit lighter IPA.
Yep.
Really great to drink, though. Really cool bottle with the Holiday Haze. And then the Coffee Stout.
Well, those are all fantastic for this time of year. Go out and get your... And are they available now?
They are.
Perfect. So get out there. It is the Sierra Nevada Snowpack. Fantastic sampler. Great for the holiday season. You got a party you're going to.
Get in the holiday spirit.
Get in the holiday spirit,
for God's sakes. Woo. All right. Well, if you missed anything, check out WIRX.com. We got this all podcasted for you right there. So if you want to find out more about the beers that Jenna brought in, you can do that. All right. Well, thank you so much, as always. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's Hey Bud. It's WIRX. We'll be back.